The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Debt Free for Good.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, Miami Valley. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Sunday. I'm Ashley Woodbury. I am here with the founder, co-founder of Debt Free for Good, Jeremy Adam.
Howdy, folks.
And our friend and host, Jordan Connect. Hello.
What's going on?
Do want to mention, as you probably heard, there is some severe weather going on. So if we do have to notify you of anything, they will break in. So worry not. Until then, you'll be with us and we appreciate it. So today we're going to get into talking about the wealth assassins, and these four things are what may be zapping your money and keeping you from accomplishing the things you want to. So there's four of them. Jeremy, you want to tell us about them?
Yeah, well, first off, you definitely don't want to get your money zapped. So that is definitely one of the things we're going to be talking about. And in today's show, I want to give you guys some really good meat so you can walk away with something actionable that you can do this week. So what we're going to be talking about today is we're going to be talking about a simple budget, what I like to call an index card budget or a pocket budget. And we're also going to be talking about the four debt assassins. These are the things that are doing more harm to your money than anything else. And we're going to get into those. Wealth assassins. Sorry. They've got me saying debt assassins. Wealth assassins. We don't want to assassinate your wealth. We do want to assassinate your debt.
I love it. And just so everybody that's listening right now, Jeremy's being very humble and very quiet, because what's actually going on behind the scenes is he is getting towards the final parts of getting his book published. And he is an expert. He's trying to be humble, I promise you. But he is an expert in all things helping people get out of debt. And he's decided, you know, probably about a year or so ago, I'm going to write a book to this. And he has been dedicating himself night after night, making sure everything's cleaned up and sent back to the people reviewing it, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's been ridiculous, to the point that in the next couple of weeks, you all will be able to get a copy of that book so you can take your time, go through it, learn these wealth assassins, figure out what's stopping you from getting out of debt, what's preventing you from becoming wealthy, and actually review it over and over and over again and make sure that these things that we teach you, you can put into practice and into play, because obviously you can't always replay a radio show, but you can reread his book over and over again, and I believe you might actually have an audiobook coming out as
that
well.
That is a possibility. It has been a long work and process, and I'm glad that I'm finally getting close. But boy, if you ever really want to be critical of yourself, read a book that you've written.
Pretty accurate. Been there, done that.
A little bit. Yeah.
But so for everybody that's listening, budgeting, we're going to kind of talk about that today. It's one of the, I don't want to say wealth assassins, but not budgeting is a wealth assassin. It's not one of the main four, but it's one of the things that if you're not doing it, it will prevent you from being successful in life. So a budget, let's just keep it very simple. You have money that comes in, you have money that goes out. But a lot of times, I'm not going to lie, you know, I do banking for a living. We don't all like to sit down and review where all our money goes. It's scary. We don't like to think about it. There are some people that I know refuse to open their online banking because it makes them sick to their stomach. Not because they don't know how much money's in their account, but because they just don't want to see what's happening. So Jeremy, somebody like that who's just terrified, doesn't want to think about it, gets their statement in the mail, just ignores it. All they care about is being in the positive at the end of the month. How can you teach them to get out of that mindset and create a healthy budget?
Well, first off, I just want to say that I've been there. I think most of us in this team have been there, not wanting to see where you're at because you just know it can't be good. So the first thing that I want to do is just elaborate that budgets are not bad. Budgets have nothing to do with depriving yourself of the things that you want to do. Your lack of cash flow might. But a budget is just a simple way to track your money. So I'm going to show you real easily right now. You don't need spreadsheets. You don't need fancy software. You don't need all these different things to do a budget. I'm going to show you, and it might be when we come back from the break, I'm going to elaborate a little bit on this. But what I want you folks to do while we're at break is I want you to grab an index card. I want you to go to that junk drawer in your kitchen and get the index cards from your kid's third grade project that you still have sitting in there. I want you to each grab a business card. If there's two of you listening, if there's three of you listening, grab an index card and a pen, and I'm going to show you how to do the simplest budget, the budget that I use, that I carry with me in my pocket at all times, so I know where I'm at.
And for those of you that are listening, at any point in time, if you forget something and you want us to reiterate it later, please text 937-600-6901. That is our direct contact. We will respond to you. We'll answer any questions that you have. Again, 937-600-6901. That is your lifeline. Reach out whenever you want. It answers on past shows, current shows. Just remember that. But when we come back from this break, Jeremy's going to break down how he budgets every single day, stress-free, carefree, easy way to do it. Again, thank you for listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. This is Debt Free for Good, and we'll be right back after this weather break.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is a WHIO breaking news alert. You're hearing those beeps in the background. That means we've activated the WHIO Storm Center. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Dark, Preble, and Montgomery counties until 4:15 this afternoon. That line of thunderstorms that we've told you about is continuing to move to the northeast. Right now, in all of Dark County, all but the eastern part of Dark County is seeing rain at this point. Also, we're seeing rain falling throughout much of Preble County, except maybe the middle sections just outside the Eaton area, not seeing some rain, but the northern and southeastern portions of Preble County is getting hit with some rain as that rain continues to move to the northeast. Those line of showers are now moving into southwest Montgomery County.
This is where we're looking at the potential of damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour and perhaps could see some hail the size of a nickel to perhaps half dollar size. That's what we've had indications with this storm as it was lifting to the east northeast.
At Storm Center 7, Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydex with team coverage. She continues to track that storm. These line of storms, as well as our full team of meteorologists. We'll hear from Molly Coates in just a moment. Now, tornado watch is also in effect until 9 o'clock. This is for Butler, Champaign, Clark, Green, also Montgomery, as well as Warren and Clinton counties.
If you have plans this evening, be sure to stay weather aware. We will be expecting stronger to severe storms move into the Miami Valley. A tornado watch has been issued for Montgomery, Green, Butler, Warren, Clinton, Clark, and Champaign counties.
All right, thanks, Molly. That again, that's our team of meteorologists. We'll continue to monitor these storms throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Say, folks, I am thrilled to welcome back our good friends at Mahindra just in time for spring. Right now, your Mahindra dealer has more ways to save during their Demo and Drive sales event. Demo a Mahindra E-Max 20S HST and save up to $2,500 off MSRP with power package implements. Plus, it comes with Mahindra's industry-leading 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Mahindra tractors are easy to operate. They are fuel efficient, and man, are they powerful. There's more for your money. What more could you ask for? Visit MahindraUSA.com to find your dealer and get more Mahindra during the Demo and Drive sales event. For purchases of E-Max 20S HST now through June 30th, 2019, stop in or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at American Equipment Service in Sabina and Shreve, or visit AESJCB.com. That's AESJCB.com.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out on the streets to see what they could find for $4.99. Our first bought 5 goldfish. Ooh, but the other went to Subway for $4.99 deals. He was able to choose from 4 tasty footlongs or 6 6-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each. A winner every day. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer here in Ohio? Green County Career Center's Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Academy start dates are September 16th and December 2nd of this year. Call Green County Career Center at 372-6941 or search Green County Career Center on the web. Financial assistance is available for those who qualify. Register now for Green County Career Center's Peace Officer Basic Training Program.
Hi, this is Wesley with Everybody Fitness, and we are extending our offer for a free 30-day membership. That's right. You can still check us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. We have 8 locations with tons of equipment, rows of cardio, and group fitness classes. We also have free childcare and free tanning. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. Also, most of our clubs are open 24 hours, so don't wait. Get your free 30-day membership by stopping in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
With Lee's, homestyle can happen anywhere. Spring for a deal on a famous meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken with our 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Feed your family famously with 10 juicy, honey-dipped, hand-breaded breast strips, 2 large sides, and 5 fluffy biscuits. Get a sit-down meal made easy and bring home fresh, famous flavor the whole family will love with a 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Only at Lee's, Famous for Chicken.
Having an elective surgery, an extended stay at the hospital that requires rehab? Look to the St. Leonard campus in Centerville to transition you or a loved one from hospital to home. Private rehab suites are available, and with our second phase now open, you'll have access to all the amenities that St. Leonard has to offer. Our caring and professional staff provide services to meet your individual wants and needs. Contact Jennifer at 583-6502. Most insurances accepted. Visit homeishere.org for more info.
Electrical issues in the home can be dangerous. Call A. Able today and have a skilled electrician repair any of your home electrical problems. Call A. Able for panel upgrades, ceiling fans, ground fault protection, even electric car charging stations. We have great deals on emergency backup generators for Ohio's storm season. Always fair prices, always a live voice. Call 434-4343.
I'm calling A. Able because it's always something around.
Strong to severe storms will move into the Miami Valley for the rest of this evening and going into parts of tonight. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, Miami Valley. Dayton, welcome back. You're listening to Ask the Experts Weekend on WHIO AM 1290 and News 95.7. We're with the co-founder of Debt Free for Good, Jeremy Adam, and our friend Jordan Connect. And before we left for the break, Jeremy was about to get into the easiest budgeting system ever. I'm coining it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jeremy, go ahead and tell us. We know we have our note cards out. What do we do mm-hmm. next?
Okay, so you have your note card out. What I want you to do, for those of you that are following along on video, you'll be able to see what I'm doing. Audio will be much less visual. But take your index card, fold it in half so it looks like a book. Not like some really long, weird, thin book, but like a regular book. So fold it so the sides touch. And then on the front of this, you're going to want to keep this simple. Okay, so we're going to break it down into 4 main categories. And the first one along the front, where it would be the cover, go ahead and write food. And I don't know if that says something about me, but I just think food first. So go ahead and write food on there. Now, what that's going to encompass is everything essentially that you consume. There's going to be non-food items on here. The first obvious one is going to be beverages. But the other one, I like to include anything you would really buy at a normal grocery. So you're buying your food, your drinks, your medicine, shampoo, deodorant, things like that, maybe even cleaning equipment. So it's real simple. Just basically, you know, I didn't want to write grocery on this because I wanted to include eating out, but that's basically it. Grocery and eating out goes on the food tab. Okay. And you don't have to be real super in-depth about this. And if you don't know how much you're spending currently on food, go ahead and guess. Don't worry about digging out your statements and everything. Just guess and say, hey, this is how much I think I'm going to spend. Then at the end of the month, you can figure out how close you are, and it's a fun little game. So on the next one, on the inside cover, where you would dedicate this book to your spouse or loved one or somebody, go ahead and write shelter. Now, for shelter, that's going to include anything that has to do with your house or apartment. So that's going to be your rent or your mortgage or your property insurance, gas, electric, water, all of those different things, Netflix, that you use in your house to make your house a home and keep your utilities on. All right. Now, on the next page over, you're going to write transportation. And I hope I'm not moving too fast for you folks, but I want to make sure that we get all of this in. And it's not terribly complicated. So for transportation, you're going to have your car or your cars. Okay, so that's obvious if you have a car payment or car insurance, which I hope you do have car insurance, or tires, maintenance, wheels, oil, gas, things like that that are required to keep your car. And don't forget maintenance, guys. You need to put money aside for routine maintenance of your car. These things wear out. That's why you see a bunch of cars running around with, you know, that are all beaten up, is because people haven't put money aside to pay for them.
Jeremy, what if they don't have a car?
If you don't have a car, that may not be such a bad thing. Uber and Lyft are prevalent around this area. Just ask any Uber driver. There are too many Uber drivers. So go ahead and keep that in your budget as well. If you get around with Uber or the bus, or if you walk everywhere, put shoes on here.
So the transportation category is for anything that gets you from here to there that you spend money on.
Yep. If it's Razor scooters, put that down. And then on the last page, this is my favorite one, and this is one of the reasons why I think that budgets are so misinterpreted. Jordan, do you ever like to have fun?
Always.
Always. Okay. Ashley?
It's my middle name.
Okay. So Ashley Fun Woodbury. But this is the part of a budget that so many people forget to put in. And this is the stuff that you want to do and that you like to do. So I classified this as other. You can classify it as whatever you want. But this is where if you have a car habit like I do, this is where your tires for that new car go. This is where the trip to the Indianapolis Children's Museum or COSI. Or heck, the Boonshoft. You know, this is where that fun stuff comes from. But there's a catch to this section, because this is where a lot of the ancillary stuff is. This is where a lot of the wealth assassins live, because this is the fees, the taxes, the interest. This is the pay to play section that allows you to do all of the rest of this budget. So if you have exorbitant fees that you're paying on your car or your credit cards or your mortgage or anything else that you're doing, that is all stealing directly from this other budget. So these are the things that you have to do. The food, the shelter, the transportation, the other is the things that you want to do. And that's where we want to get most of your budget. And that takes some planning with the other categories.
I think it's important to mention, too, for those of you who don't have a budget, who have never budgeted, this is a good way to get started with it. Put a note card in your pocket when you go to the grocery store, you know, to Meijer, to Aldi, wherever it is you shop. When you get done, whatever that number is on the receipt, record it.
Yeah.
When you go to the gas station, pull it out of your pocket, all $31.25, record it. And then that way, if you've never budgeted before, at the end of the month, you'll have a good solid idea of where your money is going. And from that information, you can decide, do you need to make any changes?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that is so easy about this versus using other methods. Pardon me. I just keep this in my wallet, or I keep it in my shirt pocket, because I like to wear shirts with pockets in them. But I just keep it with me. So if I'm going to Aldi and I spend $70 at Aldi, I'm going to go ahead and write that down on my budget, and I'm going to know, okay, I have another $230 here that I can still work with. So what's cool about that? Well, say that it's April 30th and you realize that you still have 200 some dollars left over in your transportation budget for that month. Well, what could you do with $200 that you now suddenly have available? Could you pay off some debt with it? Could you go out on a night on the town? Could you take your wife out on a date? That's really up to you at that point, because you set up your budget, you stuck to your guns where you needed to, and now you have some surplus money. And the way you reward yourself depends on what you value. Maybe you want to get out of debt. Maybe you want to go have fun. Guys, you have to go have fun sometimes. You really do, or there's no point in this. Getting out of debt is not how you win. That's how you get yourself in a position to where you can start winning over and over again. Debt, getting out of debt is a journey. It is not the destination.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. When we come back, I'm going to tell you all a personal story about how I met Jeremy and his team and how he has impacted my life and truly living a debt-free life. So when you guys come back on AM 1290, News 95.7, WHIO, you'll be listening to Debt Free for Good, and we're excited to stay with you.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 4:30. I'm John Tisdale with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, a tornado watch remains in effect for much of the Miami Valley tonight. And we've got a new severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued. This now for Champaign, Dark, Logan, Miami, and Shelby counties until 5:15.
After a stormy weekend, we will start to see drier conditions and cooler temperatures. I'll have all the details. I'm meteorologist Molly Coach. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up next.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic got an accident reported northbound 75 in the area of Edwin C. Moses Boulevard. Also, watch for an earlier crash. It's in the area of westbound 35 on the ramp to northbound 75. Looking at dry conditions, much better conditions than we had in going into downtown Dayton, but now seeing some wet, could see some wet conditions along Interstate 70 and between the Preble County, Montgomery County line along the Inglewood area as rain is starting to move into that part of the area. And it is, again, our top story here on this Saturday afternoon, on the Sunday afternoon. Well, you've heard it here. We got, again, the WHIO Storm Center has been activated here on this Sunday afternoon. Throughout the afternoon, we've had a line of showers and storms, including a tornado warning for Clark and Champaign counties. Those have expired, but now we got a new severe thunderstorm warning.
New severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for you this afternoon. This includes eastern parts of Dark County. It will be moving into parts of Miami, Shelby, and Logan counties. This warning continues until 5:15 this evening as a thunderstorm that stretches from Versailles back through Adams towards Covington and Pleasant Hill is moving to the east-northeast at about 55 miles. Miles an hour. Winds in excess of 60 miles an hour are possible. That is damaging winds. That is why the warning has been issued as this storm travels to the east northeast. There's also the potential that we could see some quarter sized hail embedded with this storm as we're getting our latest sweep on live Doppler 7 radar. Very intense part of the storm between Covington and Versailles. It will be pushing to the east northeast. So Fort Loramie, Piqua, you are going to be in the path of this cell as it continues onward. We're going to continue to monitor this thunderstorm if necessary, breaking in live here again on Channel 7 if we see any tornado warnings issued at all throughout the Miami Valley.
That again, Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Vridex with team coverage. Now, again, much of the Miami Valley remains under tornado watch until 9 o'clock. This is with the exception of Preble, Dark, Miami, Shelby, and Logan counties. We've seen several rounds of showers and thunderstorms already this afternoon, and also we're seeing the clouds breaking up along with some sunshine.
That doesn't help because temperatures will go soaring. So when temperatures begin to heat up, that adds fuel for the atmosphere to start sparking up these stronger to severe storms that will be possible.
At Storm Center 7, Meteorologist Molly Coates, she and along with the rest of our team of Storm Center 7 meteorologists are tracking these storms, and we got the full forecast coming up in just seconds. Now to Butler Township, where a video has been released showing an officer accidentally firing his weapon during a traffic stop.
The officer involved in this incident hasn't been named, but Chief John Porter in Butler Township says 19-year-old Russell Higgins was stopped for driving recklessly and had been disobeying the officer's commands. When the officer was moving his firearm from one hand to the other, the weapon fired.
WHIO's Jonah Oddie with team coverage. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, your Storm Center 7 meteorologist, Jesse Mack.
A line of showers and thunderstorms expected to develop this afternoon, some of which could be strong to severe. Now, the best chance to see severe weather will likely occur towards the south and especially towards the east of Dayton. Wind gusts picking up as high as 50 miles per hour today, a high of 65 degrees. Into the overnight hours, a few lingering showers and windy. Low temperature dropping to 36 degrees, mostly cloudy with a high of 54 degrees on Monday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing that line of showers and thunderstorms continuing to move to the northeast. Seeing that line in northeastern in the northern portions of Montgomery County, northwest of Dayton, along the I-70 as we speak, moving into the Miami County, Montgomery County line. Seeing that to the west of Troy, that line, that portions of Miami County getting hit with some showers and thunderstorms. Also, some light rain in the portions of northeastern Dark County. Some showers and thunderstorms. That line is moving to the northeast, moving into the southern portions of Shelby County. Also seeing some showers moving into the western portions of Logan County at this time. Currently, we've got 73 degrees in Urbana, 67 degrees in Springfield, 71 degrees in Dayton at 434. I'm John Tisdale, WHIO Continuing News.
You're hot and cold.
Excuse me?
Hot and cold.
You're playing with fire, Jim.
You're playing with a thermostat, Val. Huh? Switching to heat.
Because I'm cold.
Then back to cool.
When it gets warm.
Hot and cold.
Oh, you mean...
heating and air.
It's that time of year.
Spring checkup time.
But say my AC is running fine.
Want to wait for a breakdown?
We're talking preventative.
We're talking precision.
A CJS precision tune-up.
Your AC had its winter nap.
Next comes its summer workout.
Make sure it's ready.
Call CJS Heating and Air.
We'll send a CJS tech.
Clean, screen, trained, and timely.
Yep, a Rise Wind promise.
Gets right to work.
Doing only work that's needed.
For a price you agree to up front.
So there are no surprises.
I like that.
A complete checkup for $79.
Better yet, Yes Club members get theirs included for no extra charge.
Make sure your AC keeps its cool in hot weather.
Just call CJS Heating and Air.
Hot or cold.
CJS means yes.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
We're CJS Heating and Air.
.com.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, April 12th through the 15th.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, April 12th through 15th, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Limitless. Call 1-800-617-1604, 800-617-1604. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-617-1604, 800-617-1604.
The WHIO Radio Storm Center has been activated. Updates every 15 minutes or sooner here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Just because the camera goes
Welcome
away.
Back, everybody, to Debt Free for Good on AM 1290, News 95.7 WHIO. And I just love a good comeback story. And the reason why I bring this up In the background, I can see the monitor of Tiger Woods. He's talking about winning another Masters, which is crazy. The first time he's won since 2008, I believe. And regardless of his personal life, I just want to throw out a sweet comeback story. Is seeing somebody beaten down in life, just crushed, which a lot of you may feel that way right now with your finances, with whatever's going on in your life. You feel like, you know, back in the good old days, I crushed it. I was number one in whatever I was doing. And then I am beat down right now. And regardless, like I said, of his past, the guy won. That's amazing. That just lets all of you listening right now know that whatever's going on in your life, this is a storm that you will get through and you will get to the other side. So that brings me to my story. I kind of just want to tell it real quick, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kind of how I met Jeremy. Let's start from the very beginning, way back in 2015, like it was 9 years ago. But 4 years ago in 2015, I had a great job. And in August of that year, some stuff was going on in politics, is probably the best way of putting it, that my company could not afford to have us anymore, and they had to lay us off. So here I am, dating the love of my life, thinking of proposing to her. I had some money set aside. I only had some minor debt. I think I had maybe like $2,000 on a credit card, but I had probably about $15,000 saved up on the side, and I had a small business that really was kind of teeter-tottering, but it was there and it was giving me some income. And I'm like, crap, I just lost my job, and I gotta still impress this girl and her family, because if I'm going to propose to her, like, I got to fix this situation.
Yeah.
So I quickly found a job within like 2 weeks or whatnot. And I thought things were getting back to normal. I'm like, all right, we got this. We're good. You know, I was still treating my side little business like a little hobby. But I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter right now. It's love. It's life. Everything's going to be great. So October 10th, 2015, I had dinner with my father-in-law. So I had called him up a couple days prior and I'm like, you know, hey, sir. Just wanted to see if I could grab some dinner with you here in the next couple of days. And, you know, he knew that I knew that he knew what the heck was going on. So October 10th, I'm sitting at BJ's over on Austin Landing and at one of those small booths. I swear to God, like, it barely fit me. That's how small those booths are. And I see him walking in. He's smiling. Like, we both know what's going on. He sits down. We're giggling, talking back and forth about life and work and house travel. And rah, rah, rah. All right, get to the point, Jordan. Boom, bust out the ring. Sir, I just want to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And I'm nervous. I'm excited. You know, I feel like life's getting back on track. And I remember him looking at me and saying, of course. You know, like, we'd love to have you a part of the family. We're excited, you know, to have Kelly marry you. But he said something along the lines of, I trust that she'll be okay because I know that you'll take good care of her. Now, any guy knows when you hear something like that, your manhood definitely is like, I'm going to take care of her. You better watch. We're going to learn today. But it also scared the crap out of me because what had happened back in August, I didn't want that to happen again. So at the end of 2015, this is literally 2 months later, this new job that I'm at lays me off. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Twice within 4 months? I swear, my in-laws think that I am probably the worst person on planet Earth.
Right.
Some deadbeat who can't keep a job. I'm like, I'm in my MBA program. Like, I promise this is not me. Like, everything's going to be okay. So at that point, I started my, like, hardcore career in banking and said, you know what? I'm going to run hard with this boom over here. But, and here's the key word, but, I decided I want to win in other areas. So I took my little side business and we built this thing up huge. We had tons and tons of salespeople. It was direct sales, by the way. And towards the end of 2016, we were getting married December 31st of that year. Our business was in the revenues. So that's the money that you make from selling stuff. Not profits, but our revenues were getting close to $250,000 a year. It was a huge business. Kind of fast forward, I see my wife walking down the aisle December 31st. Life is good. Business is good. Job is good. I'm pumped. You know, we get married, best day of my life. January 7th, about a week later, we're on a beach in Punta Cana, and I'm sitting there. You can feel the sun, you know, the cool breeze. All I smell is, you know, the Bahamas or whatever you want to call it. You just smell like coconuts,
the beach,
just a good vibe, good feeling. All of a sudden, my phone buzzes. Bzz. I look down, it's my brother, and he's like, dude, you see what happened? I'm like, what? Bzz. Again, dude, you got to call me now. Bzz. Dude, stuff's going on. You have to call me now. And I'm like, what the heck? So I'm trying to be cool for my wife. And I stand up and I'm like, you know, hey, I'm going to go back to the room. You know, get a drink or something. I'll just be right back. I go upstairs and my brother, I call him. And he's like, dude, everything's gone. It's gone. The business, like, people are quitting. It's gone. It's over. And I'm like, dude, you're being dramatic. Like, what, three people just don't want to sell stuff anymore? And he's like, dude, like 40 people are gone. And to put that in perspective for all of you that are listening, that $250,000 year revenue business, it was gone in 48 hours because of some decisions that a business partner of mine did. So here I am on the beach again. Like, you've got to be kidding me. I just lost my ticket, my runway, everything that I was going to do. So for those of you that are listening, you're going to go through tough times in your life. It's going to happen. But what happened in 2017, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to do direct sales anymore. I'm going to start a new business. And I started interviewing every successful entrepreneur, speaker, what have you, that I could get in front of, authors, and just picking their brains. And one of those was Jeremy Adam and his team. And they were teaching me things. You know, I'm in banking, but they were teaching me things that I did not know. Ways to get out of debt. Ways so that when things like this happen, you are not crying. You're not frustrated. You're not hitting your head against the wall in the shower, freaking out, trying to hold it together in front of your wife and your kids. A way for you to just feel peace like you were when you were a little kid. You know, running around having fun. And I want that peace for you all. Because spoiler alert, fast forward 2 years, incredibly successful consulting company right now. Successful career, published author, sought after speaker. And I'm only saying that because that can be for you and whatever it is you want to do. Debt free, freedom, that peace. Please, right now, 937-600-6901. This is not a sales pitch. This is a free consultation. They have helped me. 937-600-6901. Again, 937-600-6901. You guys are listening to AM 1290, News 95.7, WHIO. We'll be right back after the break.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
This is WHIO breaking news alert. You're hearing those beeps in the background. That means we've activated the WHIO Storm Center. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Warren County. Let's go ahead and go live to Storm Center 7 meteorologist McCall Bryant.
Shelby County seeing a little bit of some indication that there may be a slight rotation within this storm itself. I've been monitoring this off camera and keeping a close eye on any of these little notches within this line. If they continue to rotate, there's the potential that maybe we could be dealing with a more intense thunderstorm as it's now crossing Interstate 75 into the Sydney area as we're getting our latest sweep on live Doppler 7 radar. This line of storms is moving at about 55 miles an hour. There's a possibility that nickel-sized hail may be occurring within this line, as well as the threat for damaging winds that could be in excess of 60 miles an hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings stretching from just south of Wapakoneta and Auglaize County through Shelby County into northern Miami County. Very heavy rain happening in Troy, but not seeing severe ingredients there at this point. Moving to the east-northeast at 55 miles an hour, will enter parts of Logan County and northwestern Champaign County. As you can see, we're getting frequent cloud to ground lightning as well with this storm. So it doesn't even have to be severe for it to potentially be deadly. Lightning strikes here are every 5 minutes. So we've got that frequent lightning within this line. We're monitoring several areas of thunderstorms that continue to push into the Miami Valley. We have a tornado watch for areas east of 75 and south of the Dayton Metro. We'll watch as this line of showers and thunderstorms continue to work eastward. If we see any more severe thunderstorm warnings, we will cut in here on Channel 7. And of course, if any tornado warnings are issued as well, we will have extended coverage, not only on air, but online at WHIO.com.
And again, Storm Center 7 meteorologist, Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydix, talking about not only a severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect still for Champaign, Dark, Miami, Logan, and Shelby County until 5:15, but a new one issued for Warren County until 5:15. Also got a tornado watch that's in effect for much of the Miami Valley until 9 o'clock, and a wind advisory is also in effect for much of the Miami Valley until 9 tonight, except for Preble, Dark, and Shelby counties. Also getting report of power outages. DP&L reporting as much as just less than 200, just over around the 200, you know, less than 300 customers are without power right now because of storms from earlier this afternoon. We'll continue to monitor the situation with these storms with updates coming up here on AM 12 at 5 o'clock here on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
I hate broken promises.
Who doesn't?
Making promises is easy.
Keeping them can be hard.
Just my point.
But it's the right thing to do.
Do what you say you're going to do.
It's what we do every day at CJS Heating and Air.
Like when we say CJS means yes.
We promise to be on time.
And we are.
We promise the price we quote
is the price you pay.
Even if more work is needed while we're there.
Because it's a promise.
And we keep ours.
Like getting more life out of old systems.
Getting them to factory fresh specs.
That's how CJS earns 5-star reviews.
And neighbor-to-neighbor referrals.
Because everything we do
is all about you.
We believe it's more than heating and air.
It's keeping our word.
Keeping our promises.
Right.
And promises kept make this a better world.
A better world?
Isn't that what we're really doing?
I suppose.
It has to start somewhere, Val.
Might as well be here.
And everywhere we go.
Because CJS means yes.
Especially about keeping promises to you.
We promise.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
We're CJS Heating and Air.
.com.
Great beds, no bull. That is the original Mattress Factory difference. Our mattresses are designed with the highest quality materials and are hand-built in our local employee-owned factories, all for hundreds less than mainstream mattress brands. Sound too good to be true? Stop by your local factory for a personal tour and to see how your favorite bed is made from beginning to end. Or you can check out any of our stores or visit originalmattress.com to find out what the OMF difference is all about.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out on the streets to see what they could find for $4.99. Our first bought 5 goldfish. Ooh, but the other went to Subway for $4.99 deals. He was able to choose from 4 tasty footlongs or 6 6-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each. A winner every day. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Quality is here. Family is here. Home is here. Come home to St. Leonard. On 240 acres of beautiful scenic landscape, St. Leonard is where comfort and convenience meet. That's why home is here at the St. Leonard campus in Centerville, one of the largest faith-based older adult communities in Southern Ohio, where residents of all faiths enjoy convenience, security, amenities, and activities. You will be surrounded by friendly neighbors and caring staff at St. Leonard. Call 675-0163 or visit homeishere.org.
Catholic Social Services of the Miami Valley provides life-changing programs to more than 20,000 of our neighbors every year. Inspired by God's love and teachings, we build stronger futures for individuals and families of all faiths. With offices in Dayton and Sydney, we have programs and services available to serve the whole family, from parenting support to senior services. Providing help, creating hope, changing lives. If you need support or you want to know how you can help, visit us at cssmv.org.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. We will show you how to maximize Social Security benefits, minimize your taxes, and lower your market risk. Visit SafeHarborOH.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me, SafeHarborOH.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. Your garage floor is an accident waiting to happen. Uneven and pitted concrete puddles lead to slipping and tripping, and it's dirty too. Nature Stone covers that cracked, uneven concrete, and I've spent time with the Massetta family, and they do things right, especially Russell's promise that you'll be satisfied, and if you have an issue, they'll make it right. Get Nature Stone installed in your garage by the end of April and get up to half off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
For a bathroom you'll love, call Rebath 937-755-1712. From a fresh tub and shower update to a complete remodel, get $750 off a bathtub or shower replacement. Call Rebath 937-755-1712.
Ohio's most iconic show, WKRP in Cincinnati, now plays on MeTV, WHIO Classic Television Channel 7.2.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Weeknights at 9:30.
Strong to severe storms will move into the Miami Valley for the rest of this evening and going into parts of tonight. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back this afternoon to Debt Free for Good. And we are on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. And before the break, we were talking about good old comeback stories. You know, Tiger Woods winning that jacket again this year, and then me telling the story of just how I've been beaten down repeatedly over the last 4 years, like all of us are. Literally, whatever challenges that you're going through, it's a beatdown. You know, I may have lost my job, my business may have absolutely crumbled, but through both of those, it's almost like a phoenix. I've risen above it. My life has become amazing because of it, but it's not because of me per se. It's because of in those moments of defeat, in those moments of despair and desperation, I've reached out to people who are really, really, really smart in areas of my life that I am not. So even though I may be successful now per se, I want you all to understand how I got through to that point. And one of those was when I met Jeremy and his team. And when I met them, just real quick, by the way, if you don't have their phone number, it's 937-600, so that's 600-6901. Just text them. It's completely free, free consultation. They'll literally answer any questions that you have for them. And I love them for it. Like, they're one of my favorite go-tos. Anytime I have some weird random question about some debt strategy.
And they're weird sometimes, man.
They are. I'm like, I'm out there. It's like a conspiracy theorist. Jeremy and his team always knows how to answer them. But the reason why I bring this up is I was interviewing tons of people, CEOs of major companies, incredible speakers, and just picking their brains, trying to figure things out. And one of those, as stupid as it sounds, was a budget. You know, even though I work in banking, they teach us how to do budgets from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I thought I knew what a budget was until I sat down with Jeremy and his team probably about a year and a half ago and said, you know, this is where I'm at. You know, we're not hurting by any means, but, you know, help us get to a point where we're wealthy. Because all of us go through periods where we are broke. And I've been there, broke. And he's helped people get from broke to just normal and getting by. But if you're normal and getting by, dude, he can help you be wealthy, and I'm not kidding. And this budget, it just seems so dumb, but it's so simple of a way to just proceed forward and be successful. And again, 937-600-6901. Just text them and let them know where you're at. They will not judge you. They will help you. They will be like a loving angels, probably the best way I can describe, that just wraps their arms around you with their warm blanket and just makes you feel better inside, because there is a way for you to get out of this mess. There is a way for you to have your green jacket, your Tiger Woods moment, or whoever the heck wins the throne at the end of this Game of Thrones saga. I swear we're six episodes away. By golly, I cannot wait to find out what happens. But that could be you. And I know I seem like I'm going on a tangent, but I'm just fired up because I know how much my life has been changed because of having people like Jeremy and his team help me and be a part of it. Thank you, guys. I'm being dead serious. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, yeah. Jordan. And I feel really humbled that you say that. And it was really funny when we did meet. Jordan and I met through some mutual friend that lives in California. On Facebook, and it ends up we live about 30 miles from each other, and just started talking and had the same interests after I was on his show. But folks, it really is all down to, I just want to give you actionable things to do. You know, I have spent so many times walking into people's houses and they go, oh, I'm so sorry about the mess. Folks, if there's a place for me to sit down, I don't care. I'm not interested in judging anybody else. Everybody is on their own journey. Everybody's on their own adventure. They have their own things that matter to them. If you want to spend $500 a month betting on horses, I don't care. It's your money. I just want to make sure that we're making sure that that $500 is going as far as it can, and maybe you win every once in a while. So that's really what we're looking at, and that's why I want to give you these actionable things like creating this budget. Now, folks, creating a budget may not seem like something that's that important to do to your plan, but I would argue that it's one of the single most important things we can do. So what I'm going to challenge all of you to do, and don't let not having an index card stop you. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You could do it with any piece of paper. But bring this with you. Write this down. Carry this with you everywhere you go. Have your spouse do one too and carry it with you, and then keep all of them. Put them in a little index card thing. They're $3 at Walmart, and you can go back through and look at it. But bring this in to my office when you come and meet with me, and we're going to look at this, and we're going to be able to build so much on this and do so much with this that you won't believe it, and it's going to be freeing, and it's going to be comforting. And like Jordan said, you're going to look at your situation and you're going to realize, man, maybe my house isn't that bad of a mess. I just need to vacuum a little bit, and I should probably throw all the empty soda cans away or in the recycling if you want to be crazy about it. So it's not that hard. And I'm going to let you in on another little secret too. Not only can you fit your budget on an index card, but I am going to challenge that I would be able to fit your entire financial strategy on a business card. This does not have to be complicated. So
for those of you listening right now, whether you're a single mom and you're just struggling to get by, you're in school part-time, you're working three different jobs, or you're a single dad, or you're married and you're just struggling to get by getting a different job and you just feel like you cannot win, listen, when I say, and I'm telling you all, 937-600-6901, when I tell you free consultation, I'm not making this up. This is something that Jeremy and his team have dedicated their lives to. They want to serve this Dayton area and help people get out of debt. They want to see this city be incredibly successful again. And they found that the best way to do that is to just forget about, you know, trying to make money off of everybody and their mom and to just sit down the old-fashioned way and help their neighbors out. Just help them. Free consultation. I don't understand what is so incredibly difficult to understand about that. Just let them help you. I promise you. 937-600-6901. They will sit down with you. They will go through. They will help get that budget in place. They will help figure out a way to get you out of debt and feeling free. Breathing again. Imagine breathing again. Stress-free and working your way towards wealth. But I just want to thank you all this afternoon for listening to Debt Free for Good. We are on AM 1290, News 95.7, WHIO, every single Sunday at 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. We love you all. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Good night.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.